It's 7:44. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. Despite the Trump administration's support for the coal industry, the power sector is moving toward more use of natural gas. Even the Ohio Valley, where coal has long been king, the switch to gas is underway, with big implications for the region's economy and the environment. In the first of two reports, Glynis Board reports on two facilities that illustrate the power struggle currently underway.
Secretary of the Department of Energy Rick Perry recently toured North America's youngest, most efficient coal-fired electricity plant, Longview Power, in West Virginia.
This is a very enlightening stop. This technology, this ability to deliver a secure, an economical, an environmentally good source of energy is really important.
20 days' worth of coal is always stockpiled at the plant, fed directly from the mouth of a nearby coal mine via a 4.5-mile-long conveyor belt. About 600 employees work together to keep rock burning hot, to boil water, to make steam, which turns a turbine, creating 700 megawatts of electricity for the region. It's also really loud. Longview manager Chad Huffnagel led a tour through the facility.
This is the turbine building. This is where we take the steam from the boiler, and we rotate the turbine in order to take the mechanical energy into electrical.
Secretary Perry and many federal lawmakers see big benefits in keeping coal-fired power going. But not many new coal power plants are slated for construction, if any. Plans were drawn for Longview in 2001. It was financed in 2007 and turned on for the first time in 2011. A couple years later, it went bankrupt. But after reorganization, the Trump administration considers Longview the best example of clean coal in the U.S., even though it doesn't capture carbon emissions, which is something generally thought of as part of clean coal technology.
The people who make their living in the coal mines, running plants like this, they have a friend, a proponent in the White House, and Donald Trump.
But coal is getting old. The average age of coal plants in the U.S. today is about 40 years. Even with relaxed federal regulations on coal-fired power plants, 8,000 megawatts of additional coal power are expected to be retired this year. That's like 11 Longviews. And 13,000 megawatts were retired last year, and many of those before planned retirement dates. Fleets of new natural gas power plants are in the works. Three are pending in West Virginia, a dozen in Ohio, and in Kentucky, one of the largest electricity utilities in the country, Tennessee Valley Authority, just celebrated shifting half of its largest electricity plant from coal to gas. President and CEO Bill Johnson addressed a crowd gathered in Paradise, Kentucky.
It's a big part of our priority here to diversify our fleet to make sure that we are making electricity at the lowest feasible rate.
Directly behind me is the new Paradise Combined Cycle facility, and it's co-located with the unit down the hill, which is part of our Paradise Coal facility.
That's Senior Vice President of Power Operations David Sorek. He says the new TVA natural gas facility cost $1 billion.
Natural gas is more flexible, it's cheaper to operate, and it's also more efficient.
It also produces 40 to 50% of the carbon emissions compared to the coal unit, and no mercury, and a lot less soot. And that might translate, believe it or not, to fatter babies in the region. But that is a different story. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Fort Martin, West Virginia.
In part two of this story, we'll hear how the power switch underway might affect public health. You can hear part two of that story during West Virginia Morning tomorrow morning. Support for the Ohio Valley Resource comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, Marshall University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Chuck Anzalevich.